Zion Branch Broadcast, a one-hour conference program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Zion Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We're broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network.
Today's date is June 27th, 2019.
Saints. Saints, the world is in turmoil. Most still just don't realize it, but we are in that time of the end. And that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. And I really don't get it, folks. You can look around you and you can't see how messed up things are. I mean,
it's terrible.
Terrible. But it's time to get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city. But it's always time to get out of sin. Look to the one who first suffered and died for you, and that's Yeshua HaMashiach. Did you hear the sound of that shofar? If you did, you need to heed the warning. That's a warning call. Get right now before it's too late. Please make your choice for Yeshua tonight. If you need help after the program, call me. I'll pray for you or with you. If you just, if you get the machine, please leave your name, number, prayer request, and or message.
The phone number is 620-878-4682. That's 620-878-4682. And in case of an emergency, you can text Dan on his cell at 316-619-4886. 316-619-4886. You can always find the updates with the breaking news in Wichita Mission Church and radio program archives. Contact information all at our ministry hub, which is simply prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com.
Folks, remember, we are a national satellite radio program, which is simulcast live on the net internationally. It's on YouTube and some FM stations. So pray about supporting airtime. Airtime isn't free. A lot of you folks say, well, it's a podcast. Well, the radio program turns into a podcast. We have to pay for radio time, satellite time. We have to pay for those things. And so pray about supporting airtime. We'll talk about it later.
Let's thank our listener base that's worldwide in places like Oslo, Norway, Adelaide, South
Adelaide.
Adeline, okay.
Where?
Adelaide, maybe, but there's no N in it.
It's Adeline. I know this.
Okay, Australia. Helsinki. Oh, Helsinki. Finland. Mbaba, Egypt. And the good old cities in the U.S., like Anaheim, California, Albuquerque, New Mexico, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and Tampa, Florida. This week, looks like Houston, Texas beat Wichita, Kansas, and is the largest group of listeners that listen to the podcast when it posts later tonight.
Yeah, amen. And I'm not looking for cities to just throw you off.
You're not.
Well, this Mbaba, Egypt, and I'm addressing the folks over there, it was Mbaba, and it says Mbaba Q is what I have up here, but it was Mbaba. This is about five names, and I just picked out the easiest name out of the five names to call it. So thank you over there in Egypt. And Adelaide, Australia, that's cool. Helsinki, Finland, all those places. It's just amazing, the world that we live in, don't you think, that people listening to us the other side of the world. And
that's the wonderful Internet.
Well, right, but would you have thought that 20 years ago?
There was no Internet.
Right. So would you have thought 20 years ago you'd be talking to people on the other side of the world?
That was called shortwave.
Right. And it cost a lot more. But even so, you had to buy it and everything. But, you know, so the concept of reaching the other side of the world is just astounding.
Right.
Right. And that goes into the thing. In the time of the end, that our knowledge would just dramatically increase. People look at their cell, you know, look at that cell phone that a lot of you are actually listening to this radio program on, and think of the concept of that. You're with that cell phone and connecting to the internet in your hand, you have something that could almost reach every source of information in the world.
All right.
Given the right passwords and everything, you could reach probably 98% of all the information in the world, and you carry it around in your hand. And, you know, growing up, you never would have thought of something like that. That was all Star Trek stuff. Anyway, follow us and share us on Twitter. That's Pastor Dan Catlin at Brant77. Pastor Dan Catlin at Brant77. And now we'll do a prayer and then we'll get on with tonight's program. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, I pray, Father, please give us the words and the things to talk, the right things to talk about with the people that'll warn them and help keep them safe, Father, and to lead them to your Son, Yeshua HaMashiach, that died for us. So, Father, please, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, your Son, bless this program tonight. In Yeshua's name, amen and amen. Well, tell them hello, Mom.
Hello, Shalom.
Well, I imagine they're getting used to you, that they know who it is. Folks, if you like, just for curiosity, if you like having my wife on here with me, which I know you do because I didn't lose any listeners. I don't know if I didn't lose any listeners, but the numbers look like it's about been the same or better since you came on radio with me three
times
a week.
You sure they answered the roof?
Oh, my gosh. I will say I started hearing, now this is an honest to goodness thing. There's people that contacted me that, while some of them said it, but they didn't, okay, here's what they said. They contacted me that said, well, I've been listening for an awful long time, but this is the first time I decided to talk to you. That was, I won't name where they're at because I don't want to identify them, you know what I mean? But people started taking, I started hearing out of more people that said they'd been listening for a while. And I think what you are helping to do is, one of the things is humanizing me. You know what I mean by that?
Yeah, I know what you mean. I've been working on that for 34 years.
Oh, come on. That isn't what I meant. Scratch that. So much for having her on radio.
I'm truthful.
You're truthful. Yeah, truthful to your own. Anyway, but what I mean, folks, is when I'm just, you know, broadcasting, I'm always up, you know, I never joke around or anything, you know, that much. And I do some with guests, but not that much. You made me more approachable. Let's say that. More approachable.
Okay.
You know, somebody ought to do something about her. Anyway, moving right along, there's so much going on out there. And first off, I want to say to the folks that next week, and I never got an answer from Frank, and if you hear me, Frank, you could even come on and tell us real quick, what's your concept of next week? If you can hear me, if not, I'll just guess at it. I know we're not going to be on. We're not going to do a live program because it's the 4th of July. And so we're not going to do a live.
Oh, what's the 4th of July? Isn't that somebody's birthday?
Yeah, it is my birthday. But that isn't why we're not going to be on radio. It's a national holiday. And Frank says right now, no live shows. So he will be doing recordings all. And I like this holiday. Now, you know, a lot of people, you always get pointed out. They say, well, you're Messianic. Why are you doing pagan holidays? You know, first off, the 4th of July is a tradition. There's nothing wrong with celebrating the 4th of July, independence, celebrating freedom, you know. And that's what we honestly celebrate. It's not connected to paganism.
Right, and I've always had the belief that traditions, there's nothing wrong with traditions as long as they're not contrary to the word.
Oh, my gosh. I know somebody that says that at the mission.
Over and over. Who would that be? Does it start with an M?
Well, with an M, who?
Mom.
Mom said Mom heard it from me first. Oh, my gosh. Women are, you're just impossible. Anyway.
I taught you everything you know.
Don't lie.
Okay. Well, half of everything you know, because I've been with you over half your life. So since I've been with you, you've been learning a lot.
Oh, my gosh.
We better do radio.
We apparently are doing radio. You see this microphone? That means it's going. What you're saying is going out to everybody. So
truth be known,
are doing radio. Okay, let's move on. People don't want to hear us banter all day. But anyway, let's go with this. One of the many things that's going on is it's completely ridiculous. Let's talk about the border thing for a minute. The amount of people that are coming over are just crazy. But the craziness in it, you know, these people do not even care. They want to have just anybody come over the border. It doesn't matter. Just go. Let them all in. And that's because the left, while they're trying to say they care for people, they don't really care for people. It's just a political point. But the more people that come across the border are people that will vote for them, and they're trying to establish more Democrat voters. Why? Because they're trying to replace the folks out there that they know that are waking up to the truth of the Democratic Party. You know, I mean, it's just like they act like they own black people. And let's go with this. Do you know that Republicans never owned any slaves? You know that?
Really?
Yeah, you know what?
I believe it, because the Democrats are the one that...
Okay, well, let me tell you how I know it. Let me tell you a historical fact. Why is there a Republican Party? Republican Party was formed to get rid of slavery. That's the historical reason for the Republican Party. The Democrats also, mainly was started by, the Democrats started things like the Ku Klux Klan. They wanted to keep people segregated. They wanted to keep the races separate. They've always wanted to do this. When they finally saw they were losing all those battles, they decided to do something else. They decided to own the black people. And how are they owning them? By making them think that they are so for them, and they've never been for them. Never, ever, ever. It's always been a guy's. If you go back and look at their voting history, they voted contrary in every civil rights movement, including women's rights. They always voted against them. They did not want to free the women. They didn't want the women to have a vote. They didn't want black people to have a vote. They wanted to keep them segregated. They wanted to do all that. They flipped it around, though, to make the other side look bad, so they're still owning the black people in the sense that they're feeding them lies. And look, under Obama, the first so-called black president, what happened? The black people weren't any better off. They were worse off.
Yeah.
And now under Trump, they are seeing historic unemployment rates, meaning that less and less of them are their communities are rising up. They're having more freedom. It's the same thing with women. There are more women right now in office, in offices, and in management positions, and even just working than ever before. And that wasn't because of Obama, but it's because of policies that Trump put forward. It's also the same thing with Hispanics. There's never been so many Hispanics employed in America ever until right now. The last time I can remember jobs being like this, you know, in fact, a person could do this when I was a kid. I don't promote lying, but I was 16 when I quit school, and I lied about my age, and I went to work construction. And then I did a whole, then after that job was done, I had a lot of other jobs. One time, I think I had like six, in one year, I had like about six or seven W-4 forms or two, I think they were called two forms back then. And it was just so easy to get a job. You walk in and you could get a job because jobs were so abundant. Everybody was always hiring. Really? Well, that's the way the case is now. How many places?
Everywhere you go, you see help wanted signs.
Yeah, it's not like you got to look for them anymore. It's like if you have to go search for a place that doesn't have one out. That's, if they don't have it out, probably because they ain't got a sign, you know. But everybody's hiring. And I just looked at some numbers before earlier today from the programs that people, while they're trying to scream for a minimum wage to come up to $15, we won't go into the issue of how hurtful that'll be for some companies. But the point is people that are working, even in minimum wage jobs, are getting raises right now more than they have in the last 50 years. They're getting raises, and people are starting to climb up the ladder. You've got to give it a little time, but they are getting raises. The wages are starting to come up. People are starting to have more money, and so on.
They're taking home more money because of tax cuts.
Oh, yeah, which is number one. One of the number one things that's, that more than one of these Democratic candidates are saying, their first thing they're going to do, they're going to repeal that terrible tax break that Trump did. That's ridiculous. How dumb do they think people are? I here's the point. I was talking to one of the guys at church, you know, one of the guys that we help. And he's a pretty political guy. And I asked him about where he got his information, you know. And he said, well, you know, wherever he can. But in his position, wherever he can was, you know, like this place might have CNN running or something like that, or the broadcast media. All those are controlled, like he said. Well, he said the ones around Wichita, they're controlled by about five different broadcasting companies. And I said, brother, you have my point. It's controlled by five different, a whole bunch of, you see different radio stations in Wichita. They're all owned by Clear Channel, you know. So when you listen to KFDI, and you in fact, KFDI and KYN's in the same building.
Yeah.
Right. Well, why is that? Because it's the same company. And so you say, well, KFDI News is good, is it? Well, it's giving out the same news as everybody else, and it's owned by a liberal company. So that news that you get from KFDI is filtered by a liberal company. So you're really only getting the liberal side point of the view. So there's the point. So most people, unless they go to Fox or they really know where, now there's a lot of places on the internet that you can find companies that are, you know, newspapers and things that aren't liberal. But you've got to go to the internet to find it. You know what I'm saying? And you've got to know where to look. But the normal, what we call mainstream, is all controlled by the left. So you only get their point of view. And if you're only getting one point of view, how can you base any kind of opinion on it? You understand what I'm saying?
Especially when it's usually not true.
Well, 90%, most of it's made on lies. Let me speak up a little bit. Anyway, so we were talking about people coming over the border. I'll cut you off when this is when I want you to stop, but I want you to read this right here.
Texas medical professional migrants quarantine with unknown diseases. 10-year-old girl found with 20 types of semen in her.
Stop a second. 20 kinds of semen in her.
A 10-year-old.
We'll talk about that in a minute. Go ahead.
A medical professional on the border in Texas told Big League Politics that the crisis is reaching fever pitch, with three individuals now quarantined at a privately owned hospital in El Paso with an unknown disease. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, has not even been available to identify the disease, and the three migrants have, and as the military guards the quarantined area. There were some Congolese people caught crossing the border. It was suspected that they had Ebola. In one facility, there are three patients being held because they don't know what they have. The CDC has been here to assess them. They are isolated. They have only certain specialists who can see them, the medical professional tells Big League Politics. With what we've had an outbreak of months over here, what scares me is what happens if someone come over here with Ebola.
Stop. Okay. What they said was, it scares me. He's scared that if someone comes over here with Ebola, they only need one. Ebola, and I don't know if you know what it is, it's one of the deadliest diseases in the world. There's no known cure for it. You bleed out of your eyes and your organs just dissolve and everything, and it's in the Congo. It's one of the worst things that you could even imagine. Now, so we have people, and we know as a fact we have people from where there is an Ebola epidemic going on in Africa.
Uh-oh.
You know, we know that as a fact. We know that these people are from there and they're coming in. These people are actually being brought forward and brought in as part of a UN conspiracy, it really is, between the Pope, the UN, and George Soros and some other globalists to invade the United States. But the point is, these people, these are the ones they caught. You understand?
Right.
There's others out there in society. Now, before we go on with the disease part of it, I'll let you read this other little part, and then we'll go on.
There was a female, 10 years old, who was found with 20 different types of semen inside her body. She was dispatched to a family member. The girl who was with her, who was supposedly a family member, was not really a family member, just someone who brought her from her bought her from her family in Guatemala. Migrants are obtaining rent-a-kids, and since Border Patrol cannot perform DNA tests to determine if children are related to adults, most of the human trafficking get into our country.
Okay, stop. Because of the Democrats again, they're stopping a process where, you know, nowadays you can test DNA pretty quickly now to find out if people are indeed related. And, you know, it's shocking how many aren't. The huge number of kids that are coming in are rent-a-kids or kids they got from something else. Now let's go back to this 10-year-old. Now, the Democrats care about children, supposedly. Well, what about this little girl? She's 10 years old, and she's got 20 different kinds of semen traces in her, which means she has been had by 20 different men. Now, and then they did find out that she wasn't with her anybody that's related, just somebody claiming to be related, that they paid for this little girl. Now, why are they all coming? Because they're coming because they know that the Democrats and are trying to force the border being open, that they can come over here and get a better life. Well, truly, if they can get here, you got to not blame them in that sense. They want a better life, but it's not because of being oppressed in their country. It's just they're broke. But they come over here, and you can see them. When they come into the border from the border, they've got cards. They give them different kinds of ID. But what I'm trying to say is, they give them debit cards. You know what I mean, with money on it. You know, welfare system cards. They give them $1,000 a person, and even more. And they have housing. We'll talk about the housing part of it. And
3 years of income tax, and they've never paid a stitch of income tax in their life.
And the IRS encourages, well, how can they get that? Because the IRS encourages them to steal Social Security numbers and use them illegally. They know, the IRS knows, that a lot of these checks that go out are going out to somebody illegally, and they do not care. They want them to have it. Why? Because the IRS is predominantly run by, it has embedded into it, people that Obama appointed, which are Democrats, which are the only reason they want these people over here. Only reason. Has nothing to do with humanity.
To vote.
Vote. Okay. Tell them where they can find our stuff at.
And you can find everything about us, Ministry Radio, everything's over at prophecyhour.com.
Well, if they can't find everything about us, yuck, yuck. No, I'm joking.
Oh,
we'll
God.
Be back in
Somebody
4 minutes.
Somebody do something about him.
We'll be back in 4 minutes.
Go away. Pastor Dan will be right back.
Father, thy word is true. The gift of love from you. The faith you chose to see your children through. So take me by the hand. Walk me through this land. My Holy Spirit, lead me closer to you. Today you wash my sins away through thy blood. I put my trust in you, and you call me friend. Your grace is sufficient for my life. It feels like every need. I know your love for me will always be. Has been vision for the weak. The word we must speak, it's a lamp unto our feet to guide us home. The day you washed my sins away, new life began. I put my trust in you, and you call me friend. Your grace is sufficient for my life, it heals my every need. I know your love for me will always be. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a friend. Life with you is everlasting. Your praise, my heart will sing. Your praise, my heart will sing.
The first century historian Flavius Josephus gives us great insight as to what took place on the Sabbath, not only in Jerusalem, but in all of the Roman Empire. In his work entitled Flavius Josephus Against Appian, he states, "The multitude of mankind itself have had a great inclination of a long time to follow our religious observances, for there is not any city of the Grecians, nor of the barbarians, nor any nation whatsoever, whither our custom of resting on the seventh day hath not come." Philo, another respected first century historian of Alexandria, Egypt, reports the same findings. In his work entitled On the Life of Moses, he questions, "What man is there who does not honor that sacred seventh day, granting in consequence a relief and relaxation from labor, for himself and for all those who are near to him, and that not to free men only, but also to slaves and even to beasts of burden?" Philo concludes his statement by saying, "Everything is at liberty and in safety on that day and enjoys, as it were, perfect freedom in obedience to a universal proclamation." What did the first century believers do on the Sabbath? They rested just as they always had. It was not necessary for the church to instruct the Gentile believers as to the Sabbath. They were already observing it throughout the known world. I'm Richard Reeves with Just the Facts. For more information, contact Partakers Publications, Post Office Box 23031, Charlotte, North Carolina 28227, or visit our website at www.toolong.com.
Back. This is Pastor Dan and Linda Catlin. You're listening to Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour on American Voice Radio Network. Is it just me or does it sound like my voice is leaving?
Oh, no, you're all right.
Okay. Thanks. See, I got it admitted. I'm fine, folks. I'm great.
No, I said all right. I didn't say fine.
Okay. Anyway, let's talk about something important, Sean, but let's go with this. Before break, we were talking about illegals. And what they got. Moving on along that same thought line, I was asked, and I can't remember his name, the guy I talked to over there at my gym.
David.
I would talk to David the other night, and David asked the right question of me. He said, "Do you ever see," he said, "how many illegals do you have down there at the Wichita Mission Church?" And the answer is none. We don't Okay, let's go with this. We rarely ever. I will say, absolutely. We might get one, and it would be a rare occasion because 90% of the people, there aren't many Hispanic people in there at all. There isn't hardly anybody in there that doesn't speak English ever come in there. All these people that are getting cards and everything, they do not show up at the Wichita Mission Church. And so also to back that up, there's checking with other agencies. They're not in the agency. Why would they be that? Because they guarantee them housing.
Right. They get money on cards and phones and houses and food stamps and everything when they get in. So why would they need homeless?
Right. There's my point. Not saying maybe once in a while, maybe one comes in that I don't know about, but pretty much we know everybody that comes through there in a sense.
And that's amazing in and of itself because Wichita, Kansas is a sanctuary city.
Well, no, that is why it's that way, because they make sure they have housings and everything, because it's a sanctuary city. They're reaching out to those so-called immigrants, and the people that are on the street are American citizens.
Right, and so they've been here, born here and raised and paid taxes most of their life, and they get kicked to the curb.
Right, okay, and so that's the point. So now, look, now Los Angeles, California, you know, you can see it over and over. Pretty much everybody knows now that it's just turning into a cesspool. But the doctors are saying now that they're expecting it to turn over. That not Ebola, but the bubonic plague. Now, that was called the Black Plague in the Middle Ages. And that's where everybody had, you know, turned their skin black and everything, you know. And even the Bible tells you how to take care of plague. The Black Plague tells you how to do it. There, doctors and the CDC and other people are expecting that kind of an outbreak can happen in LA at any time. Now, the thing that we should also point out is LA is completely run by Democrats, you know, and in fact, all the places where the worst concentrations are, the biggest concentrations of homeless people and not getting help, are in liberal cities. The ones that are more predominantly conservative, there's ways to help them in different policies. They're not out there doing it. But now LA, which used to be one of the most beautiful cities in the world, is now a dung heap, literally, of human waste.
Yeah.
They have a little map that you can pull up. I'd have to find it, but the point is, there's a map you can pull up, and it shows all the places that are reported where there's human excrement, you know, dung, whatever, on the streets. And with all the little spots on it, you can't even see the city of L.A., you know, because it's all over the city. And, you know, people are asleep. There was an inspector, I think it was a woman, that spent her times in, you know, countries that are third world countries that don't have any money, poor countries, you know, and she spent her life going to those countries and helping people out, you know, and making assessments. She was shocked. She recently went to L.A. Her report came out about 2 weeks ago, I think. She went to L.A., and she said L.A. was as bad or worse than any of these countries she's ever seen in her life. That's a dramatic thing. That's right here in the United States. And that's what? Oh, that's a sanctuary city run by Democrats. And now let's go with that. The Democrats, most of their strongholds are in places like California and New York and so on and so forth, the big cities that want to do away with electoral votes. Those are the policies they want to do for the United States. They want to turn the whole United States into a dung heap. The point is they're just all about power and nothing else. They're just about power. They don't really care about you. They don't care about folks. And, you know, so the point is we're about to have these major diseases in different places in the country. We could have Ebola pop up anywhere. And let me tell you, Ebola spreads quickly and fastly. If there's some people out in the population that have it, then we're in trouble. You know, we're in trouble. And then we're talking about the bubonic plague coming back in L.A.
It's already there.
And in Oregon. Why did it say that?
Yeah, it says it's already there.
Wow. So it's already there. And Among other things like typhus and typhoid fever and all these other things, there's going to be huge outbreaks of it. But you know what? Well, do you think maybe that might wake up some Democrats, or some of them, the power-hungry people, start getting sick, that they might want to do something about it? I really doubt it. They're all about control and controlling your life, you know. And so let's go on with California. Now, remember, folks, and you folks over there in California, and I hear from some of you, and I think we get a couple of donations there once in a while, don't we?
From
California. But so there's good people in California, but it's being run mainly by Democrats. And so that's where the abomination and the problem is. But this little bit here, we'll read some of this. 1,000 earthquakes in California, you know, that's those living near the San Andreas Fault have reason to be concerned. Go ahead, read this one right here.
In a key seismic zone approximately 40 miles east of downtown Los Angeles, there have been more than 1,000 earthquakes since May 25th. Needless to say, it would be quite alarming for the entire state of California to experience more than 1,000 significant earthquakes in just 3 weeks. But in this case, we're talking about an area that is less than a square mile in size. And that makes this even more concerning in that all of these earthquakes are happening in a location that is very close to the San Andreas Fault. Could it be possible that San Andreas Fault is about to wake up in a major way? I don't know about you, but if I was living in Southern California right now, I would find this sort of news to be extremely unsettling. A fury of more than 1,000 small earthquakes has rattled Southern California over the past 3 weeks. The quakes have occurred in an area covering less than a square mile in the San Bernardino and Riverside counties, roughly 40 miles east of downtown Los Angeles. The United States Geographical Survey map depicting the uptick in seismic activity shows a thick collection of dots, a rather unsettling sight.
Right. Amen. Okay, so here's the point. You know, that California is they're going to maybe have plagues, but, you know, the point is this is one of the places that Dimitri Dudeman and lots of other people, I go on Dimitri's because I believe his to be the most accurate, but there's been lots of people that have predicted that California is basically going to, number one, it's going to be under judgment because it's pointed out as being as Sodom and Gomorrah, not Sodom and Gomorrah, but as, so to speak. And you can see that because that's where all the gay things and all that is. And those things are an abomination. There's no way that you could consider this normal. In fact, California, is absolutely, you know, what else they're trying to do. They're trying to force, doctors and, well, everybody. Let me find this little thing. Let's go with this. California Assembly seeks LGBT affirmation from pastors and churches.
The California State Assembly passed a resolution on Monday calling on religious leaders and others with moral influence to affirm homosexuality and transgenderism, schools, legislators, and others to avoid supporting traditional and biblical views of sexuality, which the major claims can cause suicide and depression.
All right, but it isn't.
It's not.
But they're trying to force that abomination. Now, listen, Glenn Beck said the other day, and I've got an article on that, but I'll just paraphrase and tell you what Glenn Beck said. Sometimes I like Glenn Beck, sometimes I don't. But Glenn Beck said that America as we know it. And I agree with that because there's no other guy right now, even if you voted, I can't even think of a Republican that could take his place right now and stand up like he is to the world.
Right.
You know what I mean? And, you know, we know that Trump has been laid hands on by Christians. We covered that last week and everything. But the point is, if President Trump is gone, then, you know, all of these liberal things that they're saying as resolutions, they want to make them as laws. They want to make them as laws. Example is even like that Christian Baker that finally the Supreme Court says, back off. You can't punish him for not making a cake. You know, for LGG or whatever you call it, people.
When it's against his religious belief.
Because it's a religious belief. But since the Supreme Court said that, there's been two other lawsuits filed against him of them still trying to do it. One of them, the Supreme Court already threw that one out too, that it didn't make it anywhere. But there's a third one after him, and it's by transgender people. They're trying to force. You know, it'd be one thing, and I'm not in agreement with any shape or form, but the Democratic Party is supposed to be the thing of tolerance. Well, let's go with this. Number one, we don't see them tolerantly going to a Muslim baker or a Muslim person and when they won't do their wedding, because, you know, that Muslims think they ought to throw the homosexuals off a building.
Yeah.
But the point is they're not persecuting them. The only people they're persecuting is the Christians, because they want to outlaw Christianity is what it boils down to. And what it all boils down to is, just like now, it boils down to the fact that it's good versus evil.
Right.
The left is willing to go along with anything that's anti-Christian. That's what it boils down to. And so this is a spiritual battle, one of good and one of evil that's going on. And it's so blatant that I will say one thing, and I keep calling it the great revealing. That since President Trump came into office, I call it the great revealing, because they've all just come forward and just, I've never heard them talk like this, and the profanities and all the things that the other side is doing. But it's just that they're so blatantly out
I've
there.
Never seen them get away with the stuff they get away with, what they do to Trump and his family.
Trump, his family.
Like Eric yesterday in a restaurant, the waitress spit on him.
Really? He was arrested.
Yeah, and he didn't press charges on him. He told him he wasn't going to press charges on him, but that Secret Service did arrest her, yeah.
Right, but let's look at that. So here's the difference of tolerance. So if you're supposed to be tolerant, you know, okay, well, look, I know that we have to live, because the Word tells us that the good will live among the evil. You know, the wheat and the tares will grow together until the time of the end. But, and so to a point, you know, we're supposed to be, we have to be tolerant of them. It doesn't tell us to go make war on them or whatever. You know, we're supposed to spiritually try to bring them and not hang out with them. But, you know, what I'm trying to say. But the left doesn't want to do that. They want to crush us. They want to kill us. In fact, right now, folks, worldwide, there's more Christians are being killed and persecuted right now more than any other time in history, to what you call genocidal levels. And genocide means the completely wiping out of a race.
Right.
And that's what they're trying to do worldwide. That will come, right? It is already here in America. You can tell the way that we're not being slaughtered in America, but that wouldn't be far off. The point is, if we lose Donald Trump and we allow these people to take control, then what's going to happen is what's happening all over the world. Because we are in that time of the end. And so we got to pray. We've got to stand up for what's right. We got to stand with Donald Trump. And you got to vote. And you got to get out there and convince other people to vote. Anyway, so it's just complete, utter craziness what's going on out there. And you can see it if you just open your eyes and look. Now, let's go with this one.
Democrats unanimous as House passed bill forcing schools to let male athletes compete in girls' sports. That's just totally outrageously wrong. The Democratic control House of Representatives voted Friday 236 to 173 in favor of Equality Act, which would require schools to include male athletes who identify as transgender girls on female sports teams. 8 Republicans crossed party lines to vote for the bill, which had unanimous Democratic support. The bill amends the Civil Rights Act of 1964 to make sexual orientation and gender identity protected characteristics under federal anti-discrimination law. Among other things, that would force public schools to expand female athlete teams to include biological males who identify as transgender girls.
Okay, what's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that is men are made different than women, and they're stronger, and there's no competition. The transgenders are going to beat the women hands down.
What?
And they have been.
In fact, there's one girl in the United States that
that she has actually filed a federal lawsuit over it because she lost. She had trained and trained and trained, and she was the best, and she was going to win some big national titles and everything. And then they allowed a transgender to run, and she absolutely lost.
Yeah, I would,
so there's a federal lawsuit going on towards it, which will head to the Supreme Court. And we don't know that we'll even win at the Supreme Court because everybody says, well, there's five conservatives in there and there's four liberals. But John Roberts, who is sides a lot with the
Democrats.
The Democrats, he crosses over, and he does it out of political reasons, you know. But here's the point. So this is so very wrong, you know. And I read a shocking study today that I found out that it says that more parents that are from 18 to 28, now we're talking parents at this age, now they're shocked, and the LGBTQ community's freaked out about it because they're now starting to go the other direction and not they don't want that education being forced on kids in school and some of the policies. I think what's happening is they're seeing such a blatantly of it, and then things like this, they're starting to run over their rights. You know, while it might have been a hip and cool thing, and that's what all this is, to that young community, they're, oh, it's hip, it's cool, it's all right, without even thinking of the consequences, because they're not biblically based.
Right.
If they're biblically based, then it'd be a different story, but they're not. And so most of the churches that they go to anyway, goes back to that. The Christian church need to do its job. You're that Christian church, do your job and tell everybody that's wrong. Anyway, point is, so they don't have that in them, but just by common sense, they're starting to see, well, this isn't really good for me, and it's not good for my children because they're getting better rights than me and so on. But it is starting to go back the other direction. It's just like with the abortion things. It's starting to really go back the other day. There's been more abortion clinics shut down now than any time, you know, around. It's getting harder and harder for abortion places to stay open because of the various laws. But, you know, that's the murder of children. So we're fighting a spiritual battle. We've all got to get in it, do our part by praying, and especially if you're in a church, you need to talk to your pastors about it and tell them you want the biblical reasons to be put forward, you know. But anyway, so all of this mess, but still, we are America, and July 4th, you know, it's cool, it's good, we should celebrate the 4th of July. You need to stand up with your country, especially because they're so against it. They're raising Cain because Donald Trump's going to put a big do on in Washington, D.C. on the 4th of July, you know.
Well, he should. It's Independence Day.
Yeah, and it's Independence Day. So the point is folks, you got to do your part. You got to do your part. You got to do your part. But anyway, most of y'all out there love summer. How do you like summer, Mother?
Well, I like summer, but I don't like all the heat. I'm a 70s person.
Okay, back up.
I don't like the heat. I'm a 70s person.
You're a 70s.
Year and the temp.
Oh, well,
I told that to the people today when I picked up the stuff. I said, it's too hot. I'm a 70s person. They laughed at it. I said, and the year and the temp. They said, we agree.
Yeah. Okay, at least we didn't have all this. Anyway, let's go with this. But here's the problem. Well, I like the summer. I like the warmer air, and there's things that, you know, I can't work on in the wintertime, and I want to get things done, and we get a lot of new faces, but money-wise.
I love the nature. I love all the beauty that Lord created. It's,
okay,
it's
but
amazing.
We're talking about, I changed the subject to money.
Money.
You love the money you get in the summertime?
No, we don't get any money, hardly. It's summertime. I need money. Yeah.
Okay, well.
I do love the money that I do get, though, but, yeah, I just need
Well, you don't love the money. You love what it pays for, because the love of money is the root of all evil.
And it does take down my stress, though, I'm telling you.
Well, okay, but what we're trying to be serious here now, the summertime, as soon as school goes out, and I know we said to a few folks before, and but when summertime comes, meaning that day's marked by when school's out, it's like
somebody just turns the spigot, a water spigot, down to a drip, drip, drip. Yeah, we got some regular supporters, folks. We're not losing our regular supporters. They're still there. But what really goes down is there's extra money sent by some of our supporters, and there's extra money sent by people that listen tonight. We'll all make a one-time donation. You know, we don't, donations just go down. And like right now, you know, it's hard to even come up with money to feed or anything else, you know. So we need you to pray about supporting radio. First off, pray about supporting radio. Why radio? Well, radio is how we communicate with you folks what we need for the Mission Church, and we talk about the Mission Church. And so it is the source. Without radio, we're not going to get out to the people, and we're not going to get the help that we need. And so, yeah, we need your help. We need your help for radio. Radio hasn't been paid this month. I need to get radio paid. And also, we need money for the bills of the Wichita Mission Church. We need money for food, for everything. So pray about supporting this ministry.
Yes, amen for that.
Yeah. Now, so how can they donate?
You can donate online or over the phone or by mail and a check or money order, but you can find a money order. But you can find all that information at prophecyhour.com.
Has anybody ever sent money order?
Prophecyhour.com. Yes, we get a money order every month. It's one specific person from Oklahoma every month.
Money orders. I don't know. Everything with me seems to be electronic nowadays. I mean, you know, I know it comes in the mail. I just don't know. See, that tells the tale, folks. Once in a while, I open an envelope that comes in the mail. Most of the time, I don't. It comes in. She opens the envelope. She pays the bill, so she knows who, you know, how it comes. I don't.
Yep, I sure do.
You know, amen. Well, you got about a minute and a half left, and I always leave you speechless when I say, "What? You got anything to say?"
Well, we still need men's clothes. I know we need T-shirts and socks, and I've had a couple people. We always in need of backpacks. Backpacks. Everybody, almost every time, every day, every Tuesday and Friday, somebody asks for a backpack, and they go out as fast as they come in. So, you got to think that's what they used to carry everything they own around in, and so if they don't have a backpack, they don't have no way to carry nothing around. So we need backpacks, and man's clothes are our two main most needed things right now.
We also need, folks, we need large print King James Bible, King James Version Bibles. I'll take any King James Version Bible. We just cannot keep Bibles. We need Bibles. We need Bibles. We have, I have lots of bandages and things like that, but I could use some other things like ointments and stuff, but
That case of Bibles we just got a little bit ago is gone now, isn't it? They're all gone, ain't they?
Yeah, they're all gone.
I knew they was gone. Yeah. I thought they was all gone.
Yeah, they're.
And that was what? That was like 48 Bibles, I think.
I don't know how many.
And they're gone.
But anyway, so we just need your help. We need your support. In order to stay open right now, we really do need your help. So you need to pray about it. If you care about this ministry, pray about it. And share, another way you can help is just simply share this radio program with other people. The more people that listen or hear the program, the more people that, like, say, maybe out of 100 or 200 people, maybe one might donate. But that supports the Mission Church, and it supports radio. Come on, we're burning up electricity, we're buying internet, I have to pay for radio airtime, so on and so forth. So radio isn't free. Well, it may be free to you to listen. It's not free to us to produce. And, you know, people even talk about it all the time. They say, why don't you do more radio programs or whatever? Well, I have to pay for these before I can possibly do anything else.
We also have a newsletter ready to go. However, when we went to print it, there's no paper. No paper, no stamps. It's ready to go, but we need paper and stamps. So if anybody can help with getting the newsletter out, it's ready. We just need to get the
Couple of those 500 reams of paper to mail it out. And that newsletter brings in some money to the ministry, but I don't have any money. So, okay, folks, enough about money. Yeshua is the most important. But remember, there is only one God. He is your Father. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His Son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for repentant sins, and he rose after 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And through him, and only through him, is the way to the Father. Remember what, Mother?
Always be a blessing to others.
Yeah, amen. Always be it. I don't understand how people could not be a blessing to others if you're not, if you're saved. I mean, you know. Anyway.
And everything comes from the heart.
Yeah. All the, yeah, okay. We got to get out of here. Lord our God, Father, King, Universe, ask in Yeshua HaMashiach's name that the Father blesses and keeps them, and his face will shine upon them, and he'll be gracious to them, and give them peace like no one or nothing else can. Until next week, this is Pastor Dan.
And Sister Linda saying, happy 4th of July, be safe and careful, and we'll see you when the holiday's over.
All right. Oh, yeah. Goodbye and shalom.
And shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the Internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for Messiah's Branch.